It was chapter 3 out of 5, so I knew it wasn't over, or really even turning a corner. But last week, as we read chapter 3 of Lamentations and we sang, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases," something inside of me was expecting that Lamentations was coming to an end. After 3 weeks of exploring grief, it was time to turn toward that happy ending and just wrap lament up. As I sat with Lamentations 4 this week, I found myself frustrated and disappointed. This was the hardest, scariest, saddest, most grotesque chapter yet. And as states try to reopen, even as COVID cases are increasing, as churches regather and an asymptomatic pastor couple gave COVID to 38 people, killing at least 2, and as we aren't driving and emissions are down by 17%, but that 17% isn't enough to stem the tide of climate change. And as a dam in Michigan is failing due to unheard rainfall, and as Washington is expecting its driest and hottest summer on record, and as someone in Bible study this week wisely spoke, I can hear the voice of creation in Lamentations 4. We are not done with lamentation. In Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, we are setting the stage for the arrival of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus tells the people to stay put and pray. They, like me, are impatient. They ask if now is the time when Jesus will restore the kingdom. They've been through the suffering of losing Jesus to a violent death and the weird uncertainty of having him back, even as he says, "I will be leaving again." They are ready for the new good thing that comes in the wake of suffering. Is now the time when you will restore the kingdom? Is now the time when the vaccine will appear? Is now the time when insecurity and tyrannous leaders will fade away? Is now the time when we will have health care? Is now the time when housing costs will be in check? Is now the time when people of color will not be killed for simply living or running or playing with toys? Is now the time when climate change will be stopped in its tracks? Is now the time when we will get back to normal? Except we don't want normal. Is now the time when something better comes? We are running a marathon alongside the Eternal One, and we are bone tired. Are we there yet? We are weeping a symphony of lament alongside our siblings and all of creation and all of the Eternal One's dreams for liberating love and justice, and our faces are sore from acidic tears streaming down them, and we ask, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And Jesus says, it's not for you to know. Jesus says, I want you to stay put. Jesus says, I want you to pray. Jesus says, I want you to wait. Jesus says, I want you to have faith that something new is coming. I want you to believe that Spirit will empower you to write a new story. But now, stay put. Wait. Pray. I won't tell you when it will change, but I will promise it will change. As Dr. King says, the arc of the moral universe is long, long, but it bends toward justice. The Eternal One is in the business of restoring and even creating that which has never been yet, a kingdom of liberating love and justice and health and healing and welcome and sustainability. But in this moment, Jesus tells his disciples, stay put, wait, pray. And doubtless in the days between Ascension and Pentecost, the disciples did more than stay and pray. Doubtless they cared for one another. They asked big questions. They dreamed about what the kingdom would look like. But what I hear from Spirit as we are in this holding cell of life, is that yes, we are to love and care for our neighbors right now. Yes, we are to seek justice for Black siblings gunned down and Native sisters disappeared and trans siblings murdered and houseless siblings exposed. and siblings experiencing poverty who are hungry, and non-human siblings who plead for help. Yes, we do what we can to provide PPE for those who need it. We sew masks, and we stay in our homes when we can and bless our neighbors with life-saving social distance. Yes, we are to do the work of liberating love and justice. But yes, we also wait. We wait and we pray, and Spirit is about to bring newness. And we must wait and pray and listen for her mysterious voice. Listen for her voice in the winds, like at Pentecost. Listen to her for her voice in the tongues of people we don't understand, also like at Pentecost. Listen for her voice in the cries of the oppressed, human and non-human. Listen for her voice in the relentless singing of birds and the resilient flowering of blossoms and the defiant growth of nourishment in our gardens. Listen for Spirit in lament. We wait and pray and listen. And in this particular moment in history, we grieve. This week, as we lean into Pentecost, my invitation to you is to work goodness every day, but also to stay put, to wait, to pray, to listen, deeply listen, and yes, to continue the good work of lament.